My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin and his scammer Jane discuss meatloaf and elephants. So listen and enjoy.
She goes, "Babe, I'm not like others, and my attitude is not like this. This country really affects me. I'm unable to browse because my internet bill has exhausted. I'm begging for Wi-Fi now."
You gotta give it to her how she works in it. She's a good salesperson.
Really?
Yeah, she's like, "Yeah, my internet bill exhausts me. It's exhausting us, too."
"I'm sorry, sweetheart." I go, "Time will tell, Jane." Mm-hmm. She goes, "Have you forgiven me, darling?" I go, "Not really, but over time, maybe you can get back in my good graces." Mm-hmm. She goes, "I pray so, my king. How was your night?" I go, "Restless. How was yours?" She goes, "I can't sleep, dear, thinking about you all night." I go, "Well, I doubt that, but at least they are nice words."
"My king."
Yeah. Well, she didn't say that again, but she should.
No, but I mean, she should. She should say it every time.
Yes. Yeah. Everybody should.
"My king."
Yes. She goes, "What are you doing today? I never lie for you once, babe." Remember, she's from Acton, California, but she's doing some zoology in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So she goes, "I never lied for you once, babe." I go, "No, of course, you're an honest woman. How did you..."
Wait, is this part of a Dylan song? "I never lied for you once, babe."
I want it done, babe. The internet's gotta be paid, babe.
Right, guys.
She goes, How did your test with the beakers go? She goes, "Cool, thanks. I just reconnect the Wi-Fi. What are you doing today? Are you there, Davin?" And then later on, she goes, "If you can't see the tears in my eyes, I plead you to feel the pain in my heart. I am sorry." I go, "Okay, how'd your experiment go?"
Oh, my God. She's very excited. She's very emotional about her beakers. Yes. Don't ask her about them.
Yeah, and her cable.
Yeah, really. Is your cable bill giving you tears in your eyes?
Beakers and cables.
She goes,
"It was nice, thanks." I go, "Tell me about it." She goes, "Since you are such a handsome, hot, and sexy gentleman, forgiving me is something you surely can. I am sorry."
Whoa. She's pounding on kind of thick here, isn't she?
"It's a simple thing. I just..."
Syrup.
"I enjoy it. I am." "It's a simple thing. I just mixed two chemicals together. What are you doing today?" I go, "What chemicals? What are you trying to learn from the experiment?"
She goes, blow up a turtle.
She goes, "Salt and iodine. It can cure wounds. Ironic it is that your love is so kind was blemished by my selfish mind." I go, "Doesn't the zoo have medicine to help heal wounds?"
You have to pour chemicals together.
Yeah. I go. She goes, "They have. I was given the assignment to do so. It's an assignment." I go, "I see. I have Google as well. Don't foolish me with quotes from the internet, Jane."
That's right. Don't you foolish me.
Gotta listen to the whole show, kids. Uh-huh. Get every reference. She goes, "I'm not foolishing you."
There it is.
"Just to show that I'm sorry. That quote was not yours. I do not want apologies from others. If you are sincere, you will find your own words." She goes, "Please forgive me my wrong deed." I go, "Jane, if you want to be with me, you need to raise your game."
She probably doesn't know what that means.
No, she probably doesn't. As evidenced by this, game is how. Meaning you need to be honest and open and not try to take the easy way and shortcuts. She goes, "Oh, okay. Darling, I will try to be straightforward with you. I promise." I go, "That would be nice." She goes, "Thanks, darling." I go, "And what should I do if I catch you trying to foolish me again?" She goes, "Life would be boring without you in my life." I go, "Aw. Well, Jane, I will try and make life interesting for you."
Oh, boy. She has no idea.
She goes, "I won't foolish you, darling."
"I won't foolish you."
I go, "Time will tell." She goes, "Thanks so much." I go, "Welcome." She goes, "How is your health?" I go, "It has been better." She goes, "Thanks, darling. Please forgive and forget my deeds. You are my king. I will love you forever."
Wow.
I go, "How do you know you'll love me forever?"
"I'll love you until you pay my Wi-Fi bill."
Oh, that's harsh. She goes, I can see the true love is in us. Why are you doubting, honey?" I go, "I just want to know how you can see forever." She goes, "Okay, what are your plans today, dear?"
Okay.
I go, "Trying to rest, maybe write some jokes and try and get a scratch out of my meatloaf blind before I stop CD." Remember, I'm a
oh, you're Meatloaf, big Meatloaf fan.
I'm a big Meatloaf fan.
I was like, why is he talking about food all of a sudden?
I go, how are the elephants doing? She goes, they are cool.
Everything's cool to her.
I go, is that the technical term? She goes, does you listen to Meatloaf blind every day? And then she said, not really to the technical term. I go, what is the technical term? I go, no, I rotate my Meatloaf albums.
Fucking nit should be thrown on you.
Oh, man.
She goes, are an essential part of all technical and scientific writing. Okay, that's cool. You're going nowhere today? I go, how are elephants an essential part of all technical and scientific writing? Isn't it hard for them to write since they don't have thumbs?
Is it a trunk? What's the matter with you?
She had a technical term when you're talking about elephants. Oh, my God.
She goes, and will you share with me some jokes? They can write, and they don't. They can't write, and they don't write. I go, so how are they essential to scientific writing?
Because they like to read it.
She goes, you asked what is technical term. Then I answered you, nothing else. I said, you said the elephants are cool. I said, is that the technical term for how they are? We are not communicating well at all.
A long way to go for internet.
Yeah, really.
Don't you forget
really.
It. She goes, I will teach you all this very well when I am back to States. I go, I think you can share some of the wonders of your experiences before then.
Let's hope.
She goes, I mean they are doing good and okay. Sure, but that will be later. I borrow Wi-Fi now. I go, how do you borrow Wi-Fi? She goes, I have to be careful with it. It's not mine. Connect
she might
to it.
Break it.
I go, you're stealing it then. The person allowed me. I go, then there's no need to be careful.
Yeah, really. It's not stealing if you're allowed.
Yeah, really. Don't ding it.
It's not like it's a burrito recipe. Anyway,
that's right.
She goes, I don't want to finish or use it anyhow since it's not mine. I go, okay, so then it's best I let you go. I don't want you to put yourself in an uncomfortable situation.
Oh.
She goes, don't worry, babe. I go, I do worry. I don't want you to compromise your values.
Oh, my God.
She goes, only your chats is okay. It's normal. I'm allowed to chat with you only. I told her what I needed for. I go, to talk with your forever king.
Wow.
Forever king.
I'm her forever king, Joe.
For more Devin's Den Scams the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.